From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. The Times Union is reporting the State Election Commissioners Association is asking Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and the legislature to reschedule the state's Democratic presidential primary from April 28th to June 23rd. The group said in a press release March 24th, and I quote, "Election boards throughout the state are risking personal safety and health to prepare for impending elections. We are facing critical shortages of inspectors and polling places due to the ongoing public health crisis. Over the next week, BOEs will find it almost impossible to meet mission-critical deadlines for testing machines and preparing ballots because of staff shortages due to the ongoing stay-at-home order," end quote. The association also called upon elected officials to change state election law to allow for absentee balloting during all times of declared state emergency due to infectious disease or pandemic, allowing all at-risk voters, but perhaps not yet sick, to qualify for an absentee ballot. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Rhinebeck Town Board has agreed to settle a court battle with Dutchess County that has caused needed handicap accessibility improvements at the Rhinecliff train station to be delayed. Under the terms of the settlement, the town and Amtrak will each pay $5,000 to the county. The agreement authorized March 23rd waives about $59,000 in back taxes owed by Amtrak's parent company, National Railroad Passenger Corporation. Rhinebeck Supervisor Elizabeth Spencer said, and I quote, "The county makes us whole on our property taxes. The deed is clear," end quote. Dutchess County acquired the title to the 2.4-acre property in 2001 due to the non-payment of special district taxes for firefighting, water, and lighting service. County will now return the title to the railroad. Spencer said, and I quote, "I want our historic station to be maintained. We did everything we can to lift any impediments to Amtrak being able to fix the station, and that's what's important," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. National Grid has announced March 24th it will defer the scheduled rate increase set to take effect April 1st. The company has formally requested New York regulators postpone the approved gas and electricity delivery price increase in the wake of the hardships created by the COVID-19 outbreak statewide. National Grid has requested a three-month delay in implementing the rate hikes, which were negotiated as part of a multi-party agreement. The agreement calls for a 4% increase in electricity bills and a 5% increase in natural gas bills, which the company is now looking to put off until July 1st. The company previously suspended all collection-related activities, including service disconnections and late payment charges during the ongoing emergency. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.